Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm Dakota. This is Shane. Logan might be here in a few.
What up?
And this is The Stash. If y'all can't tell, my voice is half there, half not. I've been cheering on the cops across the street.
Woo!
So I'm gonna give the background on that. We're gonna start this off
tell
a little different
about.
Episode.
Wait, nobody knows what you're talking about. You gotta tell them what
I know. I'm
fixing
that's what I'm fixing to do right now. All right, I'll set this up from my point of view of everything that just happened right now. I just got done talking to Shane, and I was like, "Hey, bro, me and Logan are doing a show tonight. You wanna join?" And he was like, "Yeah, bro, let's do a show." And I was like, "Cool, let's do a show." And I was like, "Man, I got time for the show. I'm gonna munch out and smoke out, right?" So I munch out, and then, like, I'm cleaning up my mess after munching out, you know, doing my dishes and whatnot, like a responsible adult.
Yeah.
I look out my window.
Dude.
I look out my window, and I just see a car chilling, like, by my mailbox, and I'm like, oh, this is weird.
What?
Because I live on a dead-end street, right? Like, the very end of the dead-end street, and there's woods, nothing but woods across from me. But my neighbor's a cop.
Oh, man.
K-9 unit, by the way. I like to keep my enemies closer, you know. But I just happened to look out my window. I see a car chilling, and I'm like, oh, that's weird. And I see two people jump out with flashlights, and I'm like, well, I'm hoping that's cops. If not, what? It's about to, some taken shit was about to go down or something. You know what I mean?
Dang.
So I see two people jump out with flashlights, and then I noticed, like, when they jumped out, like, the flashlight hit the light hit the car, so I was like, okay, it said sheriff, so I'm like, cop. And then I'm like, well, they're not here for me because I didn't do shit. And then I see them shining their lights in the woods across from my house.
I washed my dishes and everything. Leave me alone, police.
Yeah, right?
I'm going to use some chips right
anyways,
now.
I'm like, so I'm just like chilling. And then I'm like, fuck cops. So then I smoke a bowl watching it, and I'm like, oh shit. And then Shane calls me, and I'm like, bro, you don't believe this.
There's a bunch of cops too, wasn't there? Like four cars?
There was like, I think there was three cars, or at least three cars. There might have been a fourth one that was on down. Because,
damn.
My dad came in on his lunch break to visit me, and because he just works around the corner from where I live at.
Uh-huh.
And I hit him up like, bro, there's cops over here. Check this shit out. And so he swung by, and he was like, he talked to one of the cops down the street, and he was like, so should I be concerned? And they're like, no, we're just looking for somebody in the woods.
No reason to be concerned.
I have dude's name. I have the dude's name. We can look him up on Facebook. I have a guy's name. We can look him up on Facebook. You want me to put him on blast?
You should look him up.
Should I put him on blast right now on the show?
Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah. You want me to put him on blast on the show?
Well, at least look him up and see what he looks like. Let's see if we can guess the crime based on the Facebook page. I'll look him up, too. What's his name?
His name is Jamie Cole.
Jamie Colt?
Jamie Cole, C-O-L-E. I'm looking him up right now.
Jamie Cole. There might be a bunch of them.
I found a Julie Cole.
There's 100 of them, dude. Women and men.
I want to say if you go to click on people, and I found one that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people down on mine that I'm pretty sure could be this guy. He looks like this is who they're looking for.
Foss is self-employed, Tulsa McLean High School. Was in Tulsa. I don't know.
This dude is literally wearing a wife beater, standing in front of a car with the hood up, with a hat on with the, like, marijuana leaves over the hat.
His description is boss at self-employed, Tulsa McLean High School, still lives in Tulsa. So he's still
where you see that at,
from high school. That might be him.
You must have him as a friend, because I don't.
Oh, it's meth. It's meth, dude. Like, look at his friends list. It's like crackhead, crackhead, crackhead with a dog, another crackhead with a baby, a crackhead.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but everything he posts is from the sheriff's office. Is he a cop? What?
I found one that's a tattoo artist.
Clark Pickens, dude. Did you look at his shit? It's all like him doing the fucking vow for police. Weird. That's odd. I think this is a fake account. I think we stumbled
on
some
bullshit. I found
one
that's from Alabama, bro.
Alabama?
Yeah,
I'm looking
this
at Oklahoma.
Guy looks like if I was looking for anybody in the woods, it would be this motherfucker right here from Alabama.
Some Alabama motherfucker?
Yeah, he is. Hold on. Let me see his about info. Hold on. He went to Hillcrest High School. He's single because he looks like he would be single. He's following a bunch of chicks. That's cool. They probably don't know that, though.
Yeah.
He has one of those gay cross tattoos on his arm with, like, looks like Christmas decoration.
I'm not going to. Oh, okay, so he's got the cross, like, even though in the Bible it says don't get tattoos.
Yeah, he has a cross on his arm, but with, like, tassel around it looks like.
With tassels?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Wow, that's wild. So the plot thickens, huh? We should read more into this tattoo. What do you think his crime is?
I'm coming across more chick Jamies than dude Jamies on here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Wait,
it's hard to find
I could have been spelling Cole wrong this entire time. See, I spelled Cole C-O-L-E. It could be C-O-I-L-E. I found a Jamie.
I don't know. I think we give up on this. I think we've devoted enough time to this project with no real fruition. So we just continue the show and talk about weed.
All right. Well, I don't know if Logan's joining us or not. He hasn't hit me back up yet. But we're going to jump into tonight's
topic. Oh, well, hopefully. We'll see. Maybe we'll just do a short one.
Literally, I'm flipping through some articles and whatnot, and I come across the 20, hold on one second, let me find the page here. It is like the 20 most unique, like 20 most unique mascots, 20 most unusual high school mascots in the nation. Now, I'm going to give it away for number one, and then we'll go over the list. Number one is the school I went to, I graduated from. It was Yuma High, Yuma High Criminals.
The criminals. The criminals.
But here's the weird thing about this list. If that's number one, the rest of these names, you'll be like, how do criminals be number one on this? I can see the criminals being, like, on the list.
But not number one.
But, all right, here's – number two. You ready? I hope I'm saying this right. Ephraim, Illinois, the Flaming Hearts.
The Flaming Hearts?
Mm-hmm.
Illinois.
Yep.
Wow.
Hey, it gets even better, bro. It gets even better. All right, number three is Laurel Hill, Florida, the Hobos.
The Hobos?
The Hobos.
The mascot is a hobo?
For real, yeah. And the mascot is literally like a hobo with the stick and the little whatchamacallit and everything.
Yeah, the stick with the little fanny pack thing on it.
Yeah.
Satchel or whatever.
Yep. And then number four is Frank Fort. I'm going to say that's Illinois. And they're the hot dogs.
The hot dogs.
And then number five is Carrero, Texas. They're the Goobers.
The Goobers?
The Goobers. The next one's racist as shit. All right, we're going to be in Texas on this one still, guys. This is Hertford, Texas, something like that. The White Faces. The White Faces. And their mascot is literally like a white baby. All right, next is...
It was the tiny totems. We were just a totem pole. Like, not even a living thing. Like, most mascots are, like, you're a hobo or a criminal. We're just like a piece of wood. And our football team sucked. Our football team went like 9 years without a single win. For real.
Oh, wow.
My high school sucked.
All right, the next one is the Hickman Cubie Pies.
Cubie Pies?
Not Cutie Pies, Cue Pies. K-E-W
What's
Pies.
What's a Cue Pie?
I have no fucking clue.
No, well, it's on the list.
Yeah, it's on the list. I don't know. Okay, the next one is... What the fuck, dude? Is this Apple Knockers? What the fuck? For real,
Apple
okay.
Knockers?
It's really, Apple Knockers, and that's legitly it. They're from Cobin, Illinois, and they're the Cobin Apple Knockers.
Dude, Illinois got a lot of names on this list. You notice that?
Yeah. Well, dude, there's like five. Dude, the whole like next row is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of the 10 on it is the Illinois.
Jesus.
Texas is on here a few times too. Okay.
Yeah.
The next one is the Watersmith, Michigan Nimrods.
Nimrod.
The next is the Maniacs. That one ain't too bad. Maniacs. That one ain't bad. That one, whatever. Oh, here's a good
one. That
was
pretty cool.
We're back in Illinois. We're in Freeburg, Illinois, and they are the Midgets.
The Midgets.
And then you got Ozark, Arkansas, the Hillbillies.
Huh. That's not as bad as the Hobos.
Oh, it gets even better, bro. You got the Northeast Duba Boys. That's also in, that's in Indiana, and they are the Jeeps.
The Jeeps?
The Jeeps.
Hmm.
Then you got, from Texas, you got some Unicorns. That one's all right, I guess. Then you got the Brewer Witches. Not too bad. Oh, here's a good one for you. You're going to love this one. All right, we're back in Illinois. You ready? The Hoopston Corn Jerkers. I knew you liked that one. They're Corn Jerkers.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to stay in Illinois. On the rest of this list is going to be in Illinois, except for one's going to be in Texas. So we're going to stay in Illinois here for the Freeport Pretzels.
Yeah.
All right, then we're jumping
cool.
back to Texas because we love to be racist in Texas. We got the Robertson Cotton Pickers.
Oh, shit. That would not go over well in a Biden America.
Well, Texas already has the Cotton Pickers and the White Faces. That's a little bit on the
Yeah, make you think twice about it.
Oh, man, this
the
next one's awesome.
Fingers.
We're jumping back into Illinois, and we're in Cinderella, Illinois. You want to guess the name?
Oh.
You want to guess this name, bro? Can you guess it?
Cinderella? It's the glass slippers.
Uh-huh, but can you guess it? No, they are the Orphans.
The Orphans. Yeah.
All right, and we're going to end this.
That's
a Batman. We're going to end this list with a... Still in Illinois, and we're going to be in Titsa Posse, Illinois, and they are the wooden shoes.
What shoes?
The wooden shoes. W-O-O-D-E-N, wooden shoes.
Lame. Like, how do you even get hyped up for a football game if you're the wooden shoes? You know?
Well, how many people
are like the or some shit? Everybody goes clomping out with these shoes. Clomp, 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 clomp. Why would they do?
That would just be crazy.
Don't you remember they had, like, back in high school, they had, like, those like, pep rallies to get you hyped up for a football game you're not going to go to? Because you're just going to go smoke weed with your friends?
Right.
You remember that shit? Well, imagine if it was like the wooden
clubs.
Like, how do you even get people hyped?
Bro. They would start doing ours during school because they would start doing our pep rallies during school hours, so we couldn't, like what you're saying, just saber out and about and shit.
Yeah, that's what they did in my when I was in school. Yeah, it was during, like, you instead of going to class and learning like you're supposed to do in fucking school, you had to go to this pep rally and get hyped about the fucking wooden clogs. Lame. What? Like, just give me, like, 2 days less of school a year and cut out the pep rallies, dude.
What was your What was your mascot?
The totem, like
totem,
an Indian
okay.
totem. Excuse
okay,
me, Native
so that,
American
that was in high
totem.
School, though, right? Did you guys? What was it like? Middle school and
yeah.
stuff like that. Was it the same through it all?
Chinook middle school was like a fucking fish. The Chinook salmon, I guess. I don't know what the fuck it was. I don't remember Chinook. I don't know, cause my shit is like the westmost of the west. So it's
right.
still like all the names around here for cities and shit are like Indian shit. And so Tai is also a Native American name of the area or some shit. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right.
And so it's one of the totems, and that's why. But what a lame
yeah.
fucking mascot, though, is just a totem.
Yeah, like they could have did a little better than that. But, like, I get it, though. I mean, it
right.
makes sense, but they could have, like... The totem.
Well,
I would
rather
be
like the raging Indians or some shit, and have like a warrior Indian that's like just out to kill or some shit would be your mascot.
Yeah, like
dope.
The tomahawk.
The
why not the tomahawks or something? Wouldn't the tomahawks fit better?
Or the tomahawks even? If you're gonna pick like a non-living thing, yeah, tomahawk or bow and arrow, something that's like awesome.
Yeah, the arrows. Yeah,
the arrows would have worked.
Arrowheads. Something in the cooler, you know, like.
Yeah, man. Oh, well.
See,
you can't win
me,
all,
okay, when I started school out here in Tennessee, I was a Camden Lion. And then when I moved out to Arizona, when I was in middle school, I became a Castle Dome Knight. And then in high school,
Castle
I was a Colonel.
Knight.
And
that's
then
pretty cool.
In college, I was a Phoenix.
Oh, you went to college? Ain't that fancy?
I went to college, well, I didn't finish college, I dropped out, but I went to college to, what's it called, science of communication, so it's pretty much just a fancy way of not saying how we do our shows and stuff.
Oh, right. Yeah, you really have to focus on that, or you'd be, like, saying all the time.
Well, yeah, I mean, like I was in media arts and stuff like that, so it was like...
Oh,
it was,
cool,
it was
man.
All learning. It was reading and
How long did you go to college for before you dropped out? One semester, two semesters, or three?
No, I almost finished.
You whole year?
Yeah, like I literally was. I went to my finals.
Oh no, shit.
Yeah, some shit happened.
Well,
my
cool,
financial
dude.
Aid, and like they some shit happened.
Yeah.
And my financial aid like bullshitted me out of it, and I didn't. Like I went up to maybe the last like 3 weeks. Like right up to the finals.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
the teacher even like reached out to me and was like, "Hey, come back and take the finals."
What the fuck,
like,
man?
I was literally
yeah.
fresh out of high school, like 18, and like fuck this, I got a job now.
What's that? I hear your phone going.
Yeah, and I just freaking denied whoever it is. I don't know who it was. Somebody tried to call me on Facebook.
Oh, fuck them. Ding.
Like, it's not important, people.
Oh. So, like, I like to make an advertisement for the current pot that I've been smoking the entire fucking show.
Hold on.
Just
we're
going to
get the strain
over.
Of the week. Take it, Shane.
Oh, strain of the week, yes. Yeah, my strain of the week this week, just what I happen to have bought, is called Golden Pineapple. There's a whole description of it, but I don't have my glasses, so I can't read it. It's like very small and dark. However, it clocks in at 22.4% THC. So like 1/4 of all the smoke that I inhale is just fucking THC, and that's it. And the rest is like weed, you know, it's whatever. So it's pretty good. Golden Pineapple, brought to you by Frost Factory, the grower Frost Factory, available in Washington pot shops, was a pretty good buy for only $21 for an eighth. Now, I will say that the nugs weren't that impressive. They're not very dense. You know, it was very fluffy, like, and you smoke it, it smokes up real quick. For only $21, it was a smashing deal. I recommend Golden Pineapple by Frost Factory, brought to you by The Stash.
That was like one of the best ads we've ever had on here, bro.
Dude, it's
that sounds so professional.
It is. It's not like the dopest dope I ever smoked. You know what I mean? Like, it is too fluffy, and it's. But if it was like that strain Golden Pineapple, but like the $40 version, because there is a $40 version, it'd probably be like tight, like beautiful fucking nugs and shit. But you know, I got the cheap kind because that's what I was doing this week. So for $21 and eight, the Frost Factory fucking Golden Pineapple, get you through, bro. Ding.
There you go. Now, let's get into some sad news. I'm sure you've heard by now, but country music singer Toby Keith passed away yesterday.
Yeah, from cancer, dude. It's a bummer.
That is a bummer.
I don't wish cancer on anybody. It's kind of a shit way to go.
That, and it's one of those things, like, even if you didn't like his music, or people knew who he was. You know what I mean? So, like,
apparently he was a nice guy. He spent a lot of his time doing charity work and shit.
Right.
And to the best of my knowledge, you know, he was actually a good dude. Now, whether or not you like his music, because he was
like, the only negative
dog,
you ever hear from him is from the Dixie Chicks. That's like the only negative you ever hear about him is like what they say. Or is just that one
right.
Chick from the Dixie Chicks?
Yeah. Like, I'm not a Toby Keith fan, but I mean, I'm sad. Like, and he's only, I believe, 62. Which is pretty young.
Yeah, like, he's not that old, yeah. He was young. I guess it really just, he's my dad's age, so it's kind of just like, damn.
A little
you know? Yeah, it's like,
yeah,
shit. It's kind of like when, like, I'm sure this happened to you, you know, in time, but, like, your, like, friends start passing away, and you're just like,
oh,
oh
yeah,
shit.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was actually saying that earlier. Well, you know, I had a heart attack, like, 5 years ago. I almost
oh,
died.
Right.
It was
yeah,
pretty close. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's trippy, man. Like, yeah, I've had, well, I'm 45 now. I'm like, what, 12, 13 years older than you, some shit like that?
So you're 45? You're 11 because
yeah.
I'm 34.
Yeah, so I've seen even, you'll see more friends pass away. It's just going to start happening, like, especially when you hit like 40-ish. Man, motherfuckers.
Well, it's crazy.
I hang out with older people and younger people. So, and people my own, you know what I mean? Like, I have a broad range of people I care with.
Yeah.
So, it's like, you know, I know people that are, like, 35 that died of some weird shit. You know,
yeah.
And now I got friends that have cancer scares and shit. I actually had a friend die of cancer last year. It was really sad.
Well,
she was probably only 49.
Like, crazy. I don't
think she's even 50 yet.
Like, you knew back in the day or something, and you'd be like, man, they, like, oh, these are, like, good head on their shoulders type people and shit, and you hadn't seen them in years, and they're like
yeah.
They killed themselves, and you're just like, oh, so and so.
Oh, well, not, well, not so much of that,
right?
But like most of the suicides I dealt with, I can look back on and be like, yeah, that was probably coming. There were only a couple surprises. I
well,
dealt
see,
with a lot
with
of
me,
suicides.
I would say there's
Northwest.
Only a couple that I'm like,
Seattle.
I would
Seattle?
Say there's a few that I was like, I saw that coming. But the other ones are all surprises to me, the ones I've had, because I've had a bunch
no,
of
that's
friends.
Rough. They're always rough, though. Even if you saw it coming, they're rough. But Seattle is the capital of suicides in the U.S. as far as, like, big cities.
Yeah.
Like, New York or Chicago is the murder capital. I think it's Chicago now. It used to be New York.
You
yeah.
think Vegas would be the suicide capital?
What's that?
You think Vegas would be the suicide capital?
You would think. Probably people come back home to Seattle and then kill themselves that they lost all their money.
Well, you would think, though, because, like, in Vegas,
herpes.
That's where all the, you know, Sin City, all the crazy shit happens at, and that's, like, you said most people lose their money there
think,
and shit.
You would think it probably is pretty high up there, don't you think?
Probably. I would say, yeah, most likely. They probably have, like, bars
at
the
I mean,
balconies at the hotels and shit
dark.
So you can't
I
jump off.
I was just selling pot, like, 10 minutes ago. I was selling everybody on this pot I'm smoking. And now we're talking about how many suicides are in Las Vegas.
Hey, this show bounces,
good show,
guys.
Man.
He bounced around.
I did it. I know,
we
I
were talking
it.
About cops
like
outside
of Jesus.
We were talking about cops being outside
no,
earlier. So.
Oh, coffee. Coffee will make you poop, man.
Oh, but I don't know, man. I think that's about all the news I got for tonight. What do you got? Anything you want to add to the list, too?
Oh, news? I only watch the local news, and even that's terrible. I can't imagine watching the news. All the news I get is from Facebook memes. Like, if there's not something going on that has a meme, I don't even know about
Ooh.
It.
All right, let me get your opinion on this, bro, because you're a nerd.
Okay.
What do you think of the MCU getting switched up now because dude got kicked out from being Khan the Conqueror or Kane the Conqueror or whatever?
Oh, I don't know what's going on with that. I don't even know what the deal is with that. I've seen some memes about, like they were joking about him being the next one or whatever.
He got kicked out of that, he got kicked out of the MCU role because he beat his wife or something. Like, got convicted of it.
I was going to say, fuck, it'd be his wife. Well, it's what it is. It's all about marketing. When you're dealing with, if you're really asking me, I'll tell you. Because when you're dealing with a movie that's like a $50, $75 million budget, your investment is so deep that, especially for a kid's movie, technically, it's a kid's movie, PG-13 kid's movie, you can't have some motherfucker that beats his wife be a star in it. Because it'll be a fucking shit show on shows like The Talk or fucking whatever. You know what I mean? Like any of those Entertainment Tonight or some shit, which is wrecked the movie, and then parents would be like, I'm not taking my kid to see a movie with a fucking wife beater in it. That's what people will say, because people are stupid. Even though he might be the best actor, he should not have beat his wife. He fucked that up a little bit. You know? He should have just not, but he probably had a couple of drinks.
No,
she probably
okay.
said some
let me
mad
ask
shit.
You this. Thing.
Here's the thing. She probably
throughout
had
time,
it coming.
Like, throughout time, though, has there been another major role that got taken away from somebody like that, or got, you know, like they were that person and they got like kicked out of that role for something of that nature?
I would assume so. I know it's happened in sports.
Oh, I can think of, I can't think of
I don't
dude's
know about
name,
movies, but I'm sure probably.
But do you remember the show Step by Step?
Oh, wait, I have one before I forget. You know Rick and Morty, right?
Who?
One of the creators of Rick and Morty got kicked off of Rick and Morty for beating his wife. And now it's just only one dude running it. It used to be two dudes. And now, as far as I know, it might have brought him back at this point. Because cancellation only lasts about 2 or 3 years. If you're a good boy, they kind of put you on probation, you know. Because that bitch might have been asking for it. I mean, bitches get wild sometimes, bro. You know what I mean? They do. And I get it, but it's like, you don't. It ruins everything. Just don't fucking hate that bitch. Just leave the fucking room. Leave the house. Get the fuck out. Do what you do. Call your boy. Get stoned. Fucking hang out. Jack off somewhere. Hide in the bathroom. Do what you got to do. Do not hit that bitch. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's about all I got to say about it. Because you know what? I mean, at the end of the day, fuck him. He knew better. And he still hit that bitch. What did you think was going to happen? We start whooping her ass, if that's what happened. It could be hearsay, too, because what happens is they'll can a motherfucker as soon as the bitch says something, and dude hasn't even had his day in court. That's what's dirty about it. We don't know if that even really happened. We just know that bitch said it did.
Right.
And who knows what a bitch is capable of, bro.
And nowadays, it's a real thin, thin line to cross with that shit. You know, he said, she said shit. So it's one of those, like, double-edged,
I mean, in his case, I would assume that Disney would have made a move like that unless it was probably pretty real.
Right.
You know, they probably he smacked her around pretty good. You know, they found out. They were like, we can't have you in a kid's movie, dude. And I think that's what it boils down to, you know. And it's a bummer. Because, again, he still hasn't had his day in court. We don't know the whole details of the shit. She could have been like, fuck yo mama. You know, whap. You know, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I have no details on that
she's
shit.
She's like, I can play Khan better than you can.
Mm-hmm.
And now nobody can have it.
And that's when you just go, oh, you bitch. And you go in the bathroom and you jerk off real hard. You know
what
I mean?
Beat off on a pillow.
Just get it out.
Don't beat off on a pillow.
Don't hit that bitch. Don't do it. That's like a trap. And what's worse is that bitches who are maniacal know that. Bitches who like to play the victim will bring that out in a man. And that's why
one
of the reasons why you see a lot of women, unfortunately, keep getting into abusive relationships, because part of their own psyche that they don't even recognize is that being the victim gives you attention. Attention is good, yum, yum attention, from when you were a child, because of where the fuck happened to you back then. You know what I mean? So they'll bring that out in somebody and then be like the fucking victim, like a motherfucker, you know? And unfortunately, I think that mindset takes away from a lot of people who are really out of the blue fucking abused, because that happens too much. That happens way too much. That people are genuinely like, didn't deserve that shit. But once in a while, a bitch will run her fucking mouth and you just need to walk away, bro. Because it's not like he was defending his life or anything. Like, a bitch comes at you with a knife, beat her ass. Beat that bitch to the fucking pavement. Jesus Christ, she has a knife. But if a bitch is just slurring words at you, walk the fuck away.
And if she's coming out with the thong out.
Go elsewhere.
If she comes out with the thong out, throw singles at her.
You know, exactly. And then she comes back apologizing to you after the fact about it, too. Because she knows she fucked up and tried to play
your
little game.
You got to know when to hold him. You got to know when to fold him. You got to know when to walk away.
Tonight.
You got to know when to
You're
run.
You're getting butt tonight. You're going to get some butt. Instead of going to the jail and losing your job with Marvel Studios. You're getting butt. You motherfucker. Why'd you hit that bitch and just didn't go to the bathroom and get off?
Oh, my God.
You know?
All right, this is where we're going to end the show at tonight.
All right, I'm down. I'm ready to be over with it.
Yeah.
So, thanks for having me on, man.
Oh,
good
man,
this was
a great episode. Thank you for filling in for Logan tonight, bro.
Yeah, I wish he was on, man.
Shane,
check
out your social
hello.
Media, man. Where can they find you on social media and what projects you got coming up?
Oh, I'm currently on Facebook. Look, hashtag Shane Draws. All one word. Just hashtag Shane Draws. And you can see what I've been up to. And that's all I'm doing. That's it. Hashtag Shane Draws.
There you go, guys. That's hashtag at Shane Draws. And that's on Facebook?
No at. Just hashtag Shane Draws.
Hashtag Shane Draws
on
Facebook. There you guys go. I'll put the I'll put it in the or the thing on the thing.
Thumbnail.
I did it,
dude.
Go.
Yeah, please do.
And you can find me in all my other on my normal social media accounts, and probably find me at the local Walmart. You'll never find me at a gym unless it's a slim gym.
Hey, and Smoke Frost Factory Golden Pineapple, the weed of the week.
Yeah, you guys. Yeah, for sure. And
all right, man.
Yeah,
thank you again for having me on tonight. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, it's been fun, bro. We're definitely going to do this again, for sure. Did
for
you
sure.
hear it? Duo striking again. My voice will be back soon, guys. I promise. Sorry, I sound like I've sucked a million dicks tonight or something. No laughter? I need a laugh track. I need a laugh track on this motherfucking show.
No, I was puffing. I was smoking. And then I laughed as soon as the weed came out, you know?
I make a joke about sucking dick, and I don't give it a laugh. Rewind.
Well, I fucking tried. It took me like I was smoking pot, and you were fucking making a joke. I don't know what to tell you, man. I tried.
On that,
I tried
you know,
to be a good
all I got
co-host.
Left to say is, remember,
I'm
always
abused.
Roast
you're
the world.
Canceled. You're going to cancel from the MCU for abusing me. How about that?
Do not make me walk outside right now and tell the cops on you. I will walk out there right now.
Oh, shit. All right, man. That's
so
a good spot.
All right, before we get
off
the
call, we'll do this again soon,
All right, guys. Everybody have a great night. Tune into all the shows next week. Tune in tomorrow night on Riverside for Too Much Nerd Talk. And I think that's about it. Remember, always roast the world. Why? Because the world needs roasting.